Your 702 weekend breakfast with me, Gugs Mhlongum. Taking place in Sophia Town today is a literary festival. If you're looking for something to do, it actually starts today and runs until tomorrow. It's called the Mzonsundu Book Festival. It's taking place at the Trevor Huddleston Memorial Center from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Today's sessions feature the likes of Geraldine Fraser Moleketi, Julius Dantle, Tessa Dooms, and our guest, Dr. Barry Gilder. Dr. Barry Gilder is part of one of the sessions today and will tell us about his book that he will be discussing in the session. Dr. Gilder, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us in the Literature Corner.
Good morning, Googs. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. So tell us about the session that you will be a part of at the Mzonsundu Book Festival a little bit later on today.
I'll be discussing my new novel, which is called At Fire Hour, which was published in September last year, in discussion with Malatsi Gallant, so I'm not sure what she's going to ask me yet. I hope they're not difficult questions.
Yeah. And so tell us about At the Fire Hour. So it is the story of a poet that leaves home for exile in the 70s, and they kind of have this interesting, life.
Indeed. It's about a black South African writer, a poet and writer, who is a member of SASO in the 70s, gets detained by the Boers and tortured and goes into exile, joins the ANC, joins MK, goes for further training in the then Soviet Union. And the book kind of tries to talk about, I wouldn't say the conflict, but the dynamic between his activism or his desire to fight apartheid and his desire to write. So it really explores that dynamic at one point in the story. I don't want to give away the whole story, but at one point he abandons his writing in order to fight, and then has to go back to his writing later in the story.
Yeah.
But it's also about the issue of trust. When he is detained by the Boers in the 70s, before he goes to exile, he's released without being charged, and that creates some suspicion in the ANC as to whether he was recruited by the apartheid regime. So that is one of the tensions that runs throughout the story. I won't tell you what the truth is. You'll have to read the book.
Yeah.
And it's also about his relationship with who becomes his wife, Pumla, who is an ANC activist that actually recruits him into the ANC. But the relationship demonstrates the struggle, the challenges of a love relationship during the struggle, especially the exile days.
Yeah. I think it's quite fascinating that you take the story of this young poet, this writer, who obviously has dreams and wants to do, you know, poetry and write and do that, but due to socio-political systemic issues, he has to make very different decisions. But also this tension of this suspicion that, you know, did he switch sides? Did he then essentially, you know, betray the movement and his comrades? Which is such a sensitive topic. And I think it's Jacob Dlamini who writes about it in Askari, that we have such difficulty acknowledging that those stories exist, that it wasn't always black and white, that it wasn't clear lines of people who were for and against. There were people who actually moved between the two. And often telling their stories is difficult, and it requires us to sit with that complexity about, so what would make someone do that, to initially fight for justice and then be someone who is against justice or against what they fought for? And so why would you want to tell, I guess, what is this very complicated story that we don't often engage with?
You know, it's largely based on my own experience. I went into exile also in 76. I trained in MK. I got trained in the Soviet Union as an intelligence officer. And I worked for ANC intelligence from Botswana in the 80s. And one of the things that I'm trying to convey is the challenge that we had as ANC and ANC security in particular. We knew that the apartheid regime was infiltrating the ANC all the time. And that created a natural suspicion. So on the one hand, you had genuine apartheid agents that had to be dealt with. But on the other hand, it was very easy to cast suspicion on somebody. And once suspicion has been cast on you, even if you're innocent, and even if you're cleared by the ANC, that suspicion lingers. And that's one of the issues that the book tries to look at and unpack, and the psychological and personal and political effects on the characters involved.
Yeah. And so for us, in contemporary South Africa, why is understanding that or engaging with that so important that, you know, like you say, even if someone had been cleared or they, you know, there was actually no, I guess, empirical evidence, that the trust was such a, and it always is, this very delicate thing, that once it was broken, it was very hard to rebuild it. That kind of that stigma or that scarlet letter remained. Why is that still so important for us to, I guess, engage with and discuss, even, you know, 30 years into democracy?
Look, that is not the main theme of the book. I appreciate that's a question that interests you. But just to answer your question more broadly, I believe very strongly in the need to tell the story of our struggle against apartheid, to tell our history, because I think it has an impact on how we understand the present and how we approach the future. So dealing with that issue of trust is a way of saying to what extent has that history found its way into our present. There are lots of stories still going around that this one was an apartheid spy, that one was an apartheid spy. So that issue is still relevant today because our history is still relevant.
And your involvement in the festival today, I know you said you don't know the questions you are going to be asked by the moderator, but what are some of the themes perhaps that are going to be discussed in the session?
Well, in my session, there'll be similar themes to the ones you're asking me about, I assume. Mm-hmm. As I said, I don't know what Mahlatsi is going to ask me, but you know, my interest is in conveying the book to the audience, encouraging, of course, people to read it, but also to discuss, as I'm discussing with you, the importance of understanding how our history impacts on our present and our future. The book, the main theme of the book is that issue of the struggle between art and struggle, that the dynamic between art and struggle. And to what extent should art be art for art's sake, and to what extent should art be involved in the politics of society, in revolution and struggle? So I think that will be one of the themes, because it's a literary festival that it's happening at.
And there's often a criticism of certainly younger people and younger artists that they perhaps don't use their art in the same way as, for instance, their elders did, you know, 50, 60 years ago. And I wonder if you do still see art as potentially playing the same role in a democratic dispensation, that it can be a mirror of society, it can be revolutionary and challenge the status quo, whatever it may be, and whether it is true that we aren't necessarily using it as the sharp tool it can be.
I think that's true, Gugu. I think that the difference is really a difference of degree. During the struggle against apartheid or during other struggles, other revolutions in the world, artists are more compelled, if you like, to engage with those struggles. And during the struggle against apartheid, the issues were very stark. And therefore artists, not all artists, but many artists felt the need to engage with those issues. Maybe today the issues are not as stark, But art still, one, reflects what the society, and two, can impact and address the challenges that society faces. And I think that's important. I think it's important for artists to understand the society that they are writing or making music or painting in.
Yeah. And so we know that today quite a big part of the conversation will be about At the Fire Hour. You also have a best-selling novel, a best-selling book, The List, which is also a fiction novel, which also deals with some very, I think, necessary and important questions. Please tell us a little bit about The List for those who don't know about The List.
Thanks, Greg. The List was published in 2018. It deals much more directly with the theme that you were probing me about, the issue of trust, trust and betrayal. And it follows, it looks at a sort of dystopian future South Africa, and it follows the way in which the apartheid regime, after the end of apartheid, or elements in the apartheid regime security, continue to manipulate the democratic country through their agents that they had recruited during the struggle in the ANC. So the List is much closer to this issue of betrayal and trust. Yeah, let me stop there.
Yeah, and does it also use the story of, I guess, a fictional character to tell that story in the same way that at the your at Fire Hour also uses the story of a fictional character to tell a particular issue?
Yes, it also uses fictional characters, and there's one particular character who's the narrator who... He was an old ANC trader who was also involved, a member of ANC intelligence structures, and now in this dystopian future, he's part of a team that's investigating these old apartheid agents that have infiltrated the ANC and other senior structures in government and the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is fictional. Yes.
Yeah. Will there be books available at the festival today?
I'm told there would be. I'm still sitting outside in my car, so I haven't been inside yet. But I saw somebody carrying boxes in, so
okay.
Hopefully there will be books, yes.
And what time is your session? I know the fest is from 2 until 5. What time is your particular session today?
9 until 5. I can't look at my phone. Just hang on. It's at 14:35.
Okay.
It's a very precise time. I don't know if you'll stick to it.
Great. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great having you on the show. And all the best with your appearance at the book festival later.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you very much. That is Dr. Barry Gilder, an author, a freelance editor, proofreader, also someone who served in the ANC's military and intelligence operations. He's going to be appearing at the Mzuntundu Book Festival a little bit later on today. The festival takes place this weekend, so it starts today. It's at the Trevor Huddleston Memorial Center. It also takes place tomorrow looking at the poster, it seems that it's from 9 until 5 a.m. So if you're looking for something to do out in the iconic Sophia Town, you can catch the Mzuntundu Book Festival this weekend.